Some educators are now focusing on cultivating emotional intelligence in a child's earliest years to help ease their transition to elementary school. They say it's a priority right now as many young children coming out of the pandemic are showing fearful, sometimes aggressive behaviours and have trouble interacting with their peers. Joining me now is Martha Heinemann-Piper with some solutions. She's a psychotherapist and co-author of the new book, The Happiest Preschool, How to Create a Classroom Culture of Caring, Cooperation, Creativity, Learning, and Emotional Health. Martha, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Martha, I may be one of the rare reporters who's literally been in hundreds of preschools across the country over the past decade as I covered early childhood as my beat. And I have to say what I've seen is a lot of focus on things that you explicitly call out as not appropriate for a preschool classroom. I'll just tell you a couple. Focus on really orderly behavior, sitting in seats, standing in lines, walking quietly. Lots of early academics like letter and number of the day, disciplining through things like time out and consequences, even a push to really make sure children share. And you say in your new book that a lot of this is not age appropriate and trying to make toddlers into mini adults. Can you tell me why this is the wrong way?
Well, it's the wrong way because it's not age appropriate. Toddlers are uncomfortable, and all the research is now showing that toddlers are very uncomfortable having to sit, wait, take their turns, speak in order, make transitions in lines. And so what we need is a more age-appropriate approach to children, which takes all of that into account. So the Happiest Preschool has as few rules as possible and makes the activities that are difficult for children in other settings, such as transitions, makes it more fun. So the teachers will partner with children during transitions and sing songs and play games, so that it takes all of the difficulty and the age inappropriate behaviors out of the preschool and makes it fun all the time as much as possible.
And you call this smart love. Tell me what smart love is.
Smart love is an approach to child development, parenting, and teaching that's uniformly kind and growth promoting. And the SMART acronym is Stay Positive, Model Kindness, Acknowledge and Accept All Feelings, Loving Regulation of Behavior, and Time With Rather Than Time Out.
I love the time with rather than time out and modeling kindness. It's almost like you don't castigate a child when they don't want to share. Tell me how, in your model, teachers deal with that.
Well, sharing is actually not age appropriate for twos and threes. Sharing, children only want to share when friends become more important than things. And actually, that takes a while. The other thing, of course, is that the first principle of dealing with young children is that children learn most thoroughly and effectively by imitation. So how we treat children is how they will learn to treat themselves and others. So if we force them to share, then that is an approach that they will take to themselves and others, forcing other people to do what they want. That authoritarian model is not good. Whereas if we model age-appropriate responses like, okay, you're not ready to share, and that's fine. We're not going to impose that on you. We're not going to try to make you into a miniature adult.
I can hear people say, Martha, but then how will they ever learn to share?
Well, the only way that it's meaningful to learn to share is because you want to share. It's like cooperation. We can force children to cooperate, and they'll cooperate while we're standing over them. But will they want to cooperate when we're not there? That's the question.
So Martha, in some ways, this is a very new focus for a preschool classroom that really centers the social, emotional learning of children. And I wonder how much of a leap this will be for preschools that might be very focused on letters and numbers and orderly behavior to make this transition. Do you think, have you seen preschools going in that direction?
Absolutely. More and more, there's a recognition that the old model of focusing on academics and leaving out the social emotional doesn't work, and children don't enter the upper grades with the skills that they need. The problem is social emotional learning in too many places is based on coping skills, which only teaches children to get rid of feelings. And many of us grew up thinking that it wasn't all right to be sad or angry. And The problem is those feelings don't just go away with the coping mechanisms. We just have to use a lot of energy not to know about them.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways you're creating a whole new generation because, as you say, many adults grew up this way too. Martha Heinemann-Piper is co-author of the new book, The Happiest Preschool, How to Create a Classroom Culture of Caring, Cooperation, Creativity, Learning and Emotional Health. Martha, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepa. It was nice talking to you.